Good morning and welcome. This morning's Mass is for John and Pauline Durler family. Please join in singing Angels from the Realms of Glory, found in your music issue number 114, number 114. Please stand if you're able.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, this morning we celebrate the Feast of the Epiphany, where it was made very clear that Christ comes as a light for all nations, not just for some, in some ages, or some people, or some places, but for all. And he comes for us, and so we celebrate that Epiphany this morning. So let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Lord Jesus, you are mighty God and Prince of Peace. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you are Son of God and Son of Mary. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you are Word made flesh and splendor of the Father. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
We adore you, we glorify you.
Let us pray. O God, who on this day revealed your only begotten Son to the nations by the guidance of a star, grant in your mercy that we who know you already by faith may be brought to behold the beauty of your sublime glory. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
This time I invite our children forward if you'd like to be dismissed to hear the Word of God together as a group this morning.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Rise up in splendor, Jerusalem. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord shines upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick clouds cover the peoples. But upon you the Lord shines, and over you appears his glory. Nations shall walk by your light, and kings by your shining radiance. Raise your eyes and look about. They all gather and come to you, your sons from afar, and your daughters in the arms of their nurses. Then you shall be radiant at what you see. Your heart shall throb and overflow. For the riches of the sea shall be emptied out before you. The wealth of nations shall be brought to you. Caravans of camels shall fill you, dromedaries from Midian and Ephah. All from Sheba shall come, bearing gold and frankincense, and proclaiming the praises of the Lord. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
And the isle shall offer gifts. The kings of Arabia and Seba shall bring tribute. All kings shall pay him homage. All nations shall serve him. Shall rescue the poor when he cries out, and the afflicted when he has no one to help him. He shall have pity for the lowly and the poor. The lives of the poor he shall save.
reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for your benefit. Namely, that the mystery was made known to me by revelation. It was not made known to people in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. That is, that the Gentiles are co-heirs, members of the same body, and co-partners in the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them, until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage. Yeah, right. I hate disappointing people, as do many of you. I don't want someone to be let down or offended or saddened. And I will admit, at the beginning of this new year, that on occasion it has led me to say things that aren't true. Father, we spend all day making our beloved family recipe for your visit for supper. So what do you think of the soup? Great, thank you. We can be torn whether to speak the truth, which can sometimes hurt, sometimes get us in trouble, sometimes make us not look so good, or to say something that is not true for the sake of convenience or gain. It's always struck me that Herod ultimately just gives a flat-out lie to the Magi. Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage. I guess the only true statement would have been, when you have found him, bring me word, because I'd like to kill him. I mean, Herod could have played some mental gymnastics and saying something like, when you have found him, bring me word, because I want to know where he lives. Or bring me word, because I would like to go visit him and kill him. While the Epiphany, for the most part, focuses on the wise men who are visiting, or the Savior who was visited, let's consider for a moment the man who tried to get in the way. He was convinced that telling a lie would accomplish his goal. And the Catechism says very clearly that a lie consists in speaking a falsehood with the intention of deceiving. Speaking a falsehood with the intention of deceiving, which is taken directly from St. Augustine. So Herod, you are guilty. You said you wanted to do homage to the child, which is false, in order to deceive the wise men into telling you where he is. You lied. But what if it's not so cut and dried? Are there occasions where a lie seems to be necessary or even good? Of course, the classic example is the Dutch family who answers the door to the Nazi soldier who asks, "Are you hiding any Jews in your attic?" They respond, "Well, no." Or it was 15 years ago when a small pro-life group exposed the awfulness of Planned Parenthood by impersonating human traffickers who said they had some underage kids needing their services, which Planned Parenthood was happy to oblige. Some would say that this expose or this family hiding Jews were doing humanity a service by not telling the truth. Well, the Catechism goes on to say that to lie is to speak or act against the truth in order to lead someone into error. Well, it seems like that's what Herod did. That's what the others did, right? But there's an interesting plot twist in this analysis. The first edition of the Catechism added a phrase at the end of that. It said that to lie is to speak or act against the truth in order to lead someone into error who has the right to know the truth. In other words, if someone doesn't have the right to know the truth, then you don't have to tell them the truth. If the Nazis are killing Jews, then they have no right to know where they are. If Planned Parenthood is breaking the law, then it has no right to know if someone is exposing them. Now, the final edition of the Catechism, which is the authoritative version, removed that phrase. But it revealed a tension, a good tension, really, between relativism and legalism. The extremes of relativism would be that I could say something that's not true and always be convinced that it's doing some good for someone somewhere. Whereas the extremes of legalism would be that there is never an occasion when it's okay to speak a falsehood. Neither a Dutch family, nor a pro-life group, nor Father Wesley at supper. My only caution is to not let the extremes or the exceptions cloud a clear teaching of our Lord and our Catholic faith. It's the eighth commandment. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. The vast majority of the times that we tell a lie is because we don't want to get in trouble or because we want to look better than we really are. So if I'm lying about how fast I was driving or where I was at 11:30 last night or about how many beers I drank, if I'm lying in order to get a promotion or to be a godparent or to get a date, there's no use splitting hairs. I've committed an offense against the truth, and it's a sin. We must never lose sight of that. Wouldn't it have been something if Herod ran into the wise men later on and said, "Hey, you said you were going to come back and tell me where the child was. You never did. What happened?" Would they have also been tempted to lie? "Well, we got lost and we took a wrong turn and, you know, there wasn't a star guiding us on the way home and Balthazar had to get back quickly and he had jury duty and we just couldn't, you know." But when the Magi came, they discovered a baby who would one day declare himself to be the way, the truth, and the life. And so we don't have to be afraid of speaking the truth. Will there be consequences? Probably. I might get in trouble. Might be embarrassed. But perhaps one of those consequences is to be known as a person whose word can be trusted. It was not the case for Herod, but it can be the case for us.
At this time, I invite those adults who are with us who are preparing for their baptism at Easter to come forward. We may send you forth with the gospel this morning. We look forward to the day when we will share together with you at the Lord's table.
God, the Father of the Almighty, maker of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
As the Magi were led by a star, we ask the Lord to lead us to the truth as we offer these needs.
That Pope Leo and members of the Church may bring healing, forgiveness, and reconciliation to those who have been alienated or marginalized. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the peace which Christ brings will become a reality for all nations. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That just as the Magi were inspired by the Holy Spirit, young men and women will be inspired to follow in the footsteps of the Lord as priests, deacons, and consecrated religious. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That God may be close to those in our midst who are sick, in pain, in sorrow, or in grief. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the souls of our recently departed family and friends and the souls of all the faithful departed through the mercy of God rest in peace. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, help us with these needs and lead us to the truth, which is your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Please join in singing number 113, As with Gladness Men of Old, number 113.
As with gladness, men of old, did the guiding star behold. As with joy, where no
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and the glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Look with favor, Lord, we pray, on these gifts of your church, in which are offered now not gold or frankincense or myrrh, but he who by them is proclaimed, sacrificed and received, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For today you have revealed the mystery of our salvation in Christ as a light for the nations. And when he appeared in our mortal nature, you made us new by the glory of his immortal nature. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. To you, therefore, most merciful Father, we make humble prayer and petition through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, that you accept and bless these gifts, these offerings, these holy and unblemished sacrifices, which we offer you firstly for your holy Catholic Church. Be pleased to grant her peace, to guard, unite, and govern her throughout the whole world, together with your servant Leo, our Pope, and John, our Bishop, and all those who, holding to the truth, hand on the Catholic and Apostolic faith. Remember, Lord, your servants and all gathered here whose faith and devotion are known to you. For them we offer you this sacrifice of praise, or they offered for themselves and all who were dear to them, for the redemption of their souls, in hope of health and well-being, and paying their homage to you, the eternal God, living and true. Celebrating the most sacred day on which your only begotten Son, eternal with you in your glory, appeared in a human body, truly sharing our flesh, and in communion with those whose memory we venerate, especially the glorious ever-Virgin Mary, Mother of our God and Lord Jesus Christ, and Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles and martyrs, Peter and Paul, Andrew, James, John, Thomas, James, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Simon, and Jude, Linus, Cletus, Clement, Sixtus, Cornelius, Cyprian, Lawrence, Chrysogonus, John and Paul, Cosmas and Damian, and all your saints. We ask that through their merits and prayers, in all things we may be defended by your protecting help. Therefore, Lord, we pray, graciously accept this oblation of our service, that of your whole family. Order our days in your peace, and command that we be delivered from eternal damnation, and counted among the flock of those you have chosen. Be pleased, O God, we pray, to bless, acknowledge, and approve this offering in every respect. Make it spiritual and acceptable, so that it may become for us the body and blood of your most beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. On the day before he was to suffer, he took bread in his holy and venerable hands, and with eyes raised to heaven, to you, O God, his almighty Father, giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took this precious chalice in his holy and venerable hands, and once more giving you thanks, he said the blessing and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the Blessed Passion, the resurrection from the dead, and the glorious ascension into heaven of Christ, your Son, our Lord, we, your servants and your holy people, offer to your glorious majesty from the gifts that you have given us, this pure victim, this holy victim, this spotless victim, the holy bread of eternal life and the chalice of everlasting salvation. Be pleased to look upon these offerings with a serene and kindly countenance and to accept them, as once you were pleased to accept the gifts of your servant, Abel the Just, the sacrifice of Abraham, our father in faith, and the offering of your high priest Melchizedek, a holy sacrifice, a spotless victim. In humble prayer, we ask you, Almighty God, command that these gifts be borne by the hands of your holy angel to your altar on high in the sight of your divine majesty, so that all of us who through this participation at the altar receive the most holy body and blood of your Son may be filled with every grace and heavenly blessing. Remember also, Lord, your servants who have gone before us with the sign of faith and rest in the sleep of peace. Grant them, O Lord, we pray, and all who sleep in Christ, a place of refreshment, light, and peace. To us also, your servants, who, though sinners, hope in your abundant mercies, graciously grant some share in fellowship with your holy apostles and martyrs, with John the Baptist, Stephen, Matthias, Barnabas, Ignatius, Alexander, Marcellinus, Peter, Felicity, Perpetua, Agatha, Lucy, Agnes, Cecilia, Anastasia, and all your saints. Admit us, we beseech you, into their company, not weighing our merits, but granting us your pardon through Christ our Lord, through whom you continue to make all these good things, O Lord. You sanctify them, fill them with life, bless them, and bestow them upon us. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen, amen, amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
The kingdom and the power of the
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Please join in singing number 107, In the Bleak Midwinter, number 107.
A stable.
Let us pray. Go before us with heavenly light, O Lord, always and everywhere, that we may perceive with clear sight and revere with true affection the mystery in which you have willed us to participate. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Please take a Catholic calendar for your family to enjoy in 2026. This year is a special version celebrating 75 years of the Catholic Diocese of Dodge City. There are calendars in English and Spanish. Thank you to the Knights of Columbus and other parishioners for making them available. There will be a Men's Acts Retreat January 15th through 18th in Great Bend. Please take a card in the gathering space to learn how to register. There is 1 hour in the Adoration Chapel in need of a regular weekly adorer, Mondays at 7 a.m. Thank you to those praying for more priests for the Diocese of Dodge City. Thank you especially to Jose and Maribel Esparza, who will pray in the month of January. Please come forward to receive the Vocations Prayer Box.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Bow down for the blessing. And respond amen to each one of the three invocations. May God, who has called you out of darkness into his wonderful light, pour out in kindness his blessing upon you and make your hearts firm in faith, hope, and charity.
Amen.
And since in all confidence you follow Christ, who today appeared in the world as a light shining in darkness, may God make you, too, a light for your brothers and sisters.
Amen.
And so when your pilgrimage has ended, may you come to him whom the Magi sought as they followed the star, and whom they found with great joy, the light from light, who is Christ the Lord.
Amen.
And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down on you and remain with you forever.
Amen.
Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.
Thanks be to God. Please join in singing number 96, God Rest You Merry Gentlemen, number 96.
God rest you merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. From God our Heavenly Father a blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same, how that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Fear not, then, said the angel, let nothing you affright. This day is born a Savior, a virgin pure and bright.